You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill. This is Coogan Cassius for IFL TV in association with MTK Global. We're at Adam Booth's gym here in Surrey. You right there, mate?
There's King Gary over there trying to fucking get a laugh out of us. King Gary, mate, check King Gary out and check my guy Charlie Beat out. You see the resemblance? It's mad. He's a div. He's a div. Hedge. No, you're all good guys.
Josh Kelly, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, bro.
You look well.
I feel good. I'm in a good place.
Has it been a frustrating year for you so far?
It's been a frustrating year for everyone.
In terms of you not being out this year.
I mean, things in COVID went the way they were, and I had sort personal things out, a new baby and everything like that, so that happened, but I'll be ready to fight early January, so it's only a month difference really from fighting this year, so it doesn't really bother me, to be fair. I think I've enjoyed the long camp.
Date hasn't been confirmed yet, but it's looking like either the last week or the end of January, which Eddie Hearn's countlessly said. Whether it winds up on the Dillian White Povetkin card, we don't know yet. It could end up on a show of its own.
I'm ready. I'll be ready for that date, so I'm ready to rock and roll then, mate. I'm ready to get my hands on someone. And David Avenison, so, yeah.
You've had a long time as well to have David Avenician on your mind. I mean, it seemed to have dragged on, and it's difficult for you to even think past anything that's going to happen before that fight was out of the way. And there was obviously been doubts whether that fight would even happen, I suppose, during the lockdown situation as well. So, but in your mind, were you always focused thinking, that's who I want, that fight is going to happen?
100%. That was the fight which has been contracted, so I was either going to take a fight before in December and have David Avenician early, or I said, listen, let's just do Avenician early January and see what their team says. So them team was like, yeah, sweet. I knew they would be game for it, but obviously I didn't want no warm-up fight. I wanted to get straight in and get this sorted, get this dealt with. So that's our plan, and that's what we're doing.
But has it been playing on your mind that the fight hadn't happened yet?
No, I mean, I was in probably the best shape I've ever been in come March this year, but the government fucked us, so I think the government's fucked a lot of people during this year, so fuck them. And I'll be well ready come January, well ready. I'm in a good place, man. It's been too long, so get this fight done and roll on.
Same motivation before as is now in your preparation for Avenison, exactly the same, is it?
This fight opens up everything for me as a boxer. I mean, it gets us ranked in the world rankings, top 5 or 6 in every governing body after the European. It puts all them doubters to sleep, which I'm not really bothered about anyways, but at least it shuts some of them up.
Josh, let me ask you, do you feel like there's people out there that believe that for some reason you don't want the fight? Do you believe that there's people out there that think that?
I think there is some naive people out there thinking that, 100%. I mean, the 100%, they're naive to think that, because boxing, at the end of the day, is a sport I'm involved in. I wouldn't come this far just to start avoiding this sort of fight. If it wasn't for the government, we would have been in there March, and we would have getting it on, and that would have been perfect for me. But listen, it's January, so we're going. I'm sacrificing my Christmas. I'm the one who said, listen, I'm sacrificing my Christmas. Let's sacrifice my Christmas. Let's sacrifice my New Year. Let's do it. Let's live away. Let's do the things to make January happen. And that's on me. That's not their team calling that. That's me. So let's go. I'm ready, man.
Give me a percentage level. How much have we seen of Josh Kelly so far in your pro career?
I think like 60-65%. I think that's from then. And the improvements I've made now is massive. I mean, it's not just like I've hit my ceiling and I'm just there. Nah, we're constantly improving. If I can improve on what I already was, then I've got no doubt I'll be in them big fights sooner rather than later. But I think I need this proper test to bring it out of us. When someone tests us properly, that's when we see the real me. And this is a proper test. This is he's actually been a genuine world champion. He's actually fought Shane Mosley. He's fought Lamont Peterson. David knows he's a good guy. I know David's a hard gazer, and I'm there taking this fight. I mean, me 12th fight. It is 12th fight, isn't it? 12th fight. So, come on. Do you know what I mean? Mad.
You know what? From kind of the outside looking in, your talent is unquestionable. But you do believe that there's people out there that still kind of raise questions about you?
They can. That's their opinion. They've got their right to do that. Like, that's what they've got the right to do that. They've got the right. Has he got this? Has he got that? Of course they have. But it's my duty to prove to myself that I have got. I mean, I'm showing it all in the gym. So why can't I just transfer that into a fight? That's what I think. So, I mean, I'm going above and beyond in the gym. So let's just get this fight night on. Let's get in. Let's get made. I've been paid for a year now. So let's go. Do you know what I mean? Let's get in. Let's get that money. Let's get this fight done and get this European title won. And then whatever else after comes.
Obviously, I know you're fully focused on that date, where it be the 23rd or the 30th of January, but I will ask you about Conor Benn's performance the other day, and he was very vocal about yourself after the fight as well. First of all, what did you think of his performance?
I thought the kid on paper seems he was good, but in the ring, just a bit of a punchback. But Benn did what he had to do. Can't cut him for that. He did what he had to do. But with my fight, you see, with my fight, what's coming up, David Avanesian, when I beat him, that will prove where I'm at. And that should send messages to him and his camp. And listen, they should know that fight can happen anytime. That fight can happen anytime after the Avanesian fight. That can happen straight away. You know what I mean? I've asked for that fight before. And I've already had a little spat on Twitter about it. And I've asked for that fight before. So we had no response. But listen, timing's right. Timing's everything, like he said. And this fight's just going to a monstrous fight now. For everyone's talking about it. Let's get out the stadium, my light. Let's do something good for once. Do you know what I mean? Let's get it up there and do the Northern fans good for once, the Sunderland lads, because we need something as well. Do you know what I mean? We need something. We need big events up there. So we need them stadium fights in the stadium, my light. So if it's big enough, why not?
Listen, I'm very respectful to the fact that you have got such a huge fight coming up in your career, and I don't want to make this too much about that, but Conor Benn did fight the other day, and it was important to obviously ask you your opinion. Did you listen to his post-fight interview after the fight about the silk pyjamas? Did you see that?
No, I think someone mentioned something about silk pyjamas, but that fight will pay for my silk pyjamas. That fight will pay for my silk pyjamas. Then he can start again after that.
All right, okay. Well, listen, like I said, you're fully focused on that date in January. So before any talk of Conor Benn, it's got to be David.
David Avanesian. I seen Neil Marsh put a tweet out saying you've got this Russian, blah, blah, blah. And they think I'm overlooking David Avanesian by any means. That fight there is 10 times harder than the Benn fight. That fight there is a proper fight. I'm doing everything in training, focused on him. Benn's for guards of Gazi at the moment, it's up in the air. But him, that's there. That's I'm fighting him, so that's what I've got to deal with, and that's going to be a tough, grueling fight. I'm training for that, so bring it on. Let's get this test done. Let's get this so-called acid test done. I mean, I haven't been given no sort of. Well, Josh Kelly stepped against him. Josh Kelly stepped against Ray Rums, and Josh Kelly did this and this. I've never been given no praise for anything. So let's get this one done and see if I get any praise from this one. This is what it is, isn't it?
It is what it is, Coogan.
It is what it is.
It always is what it is. How are you finding having Mr. Adam Booth sat on the touchline, so to speak?
It's all right. He'll be back in play. He'll be getting subbed in soon. He'll be getting subbed back in. No, he's all right. I don't like to see people like this, because normally when they're up and active and that, then they seem to just go uncrutched. I don't like seeing it, but he'll be back soon. I'm doing all the good training, the really good conditioning now, so I can get all the technical work in with him when he gets back on his feet. I mean, the guys, the H and Charlie and everyone in the gym's doing doing wonders with the technical work as well at the moment. But Adam gets the pads on. He's class. So when we get him back on the pads, maybe a couple of weeks, we'll be flying. But it doesn't make any difference at the moment. It's sweet. We're sweet. We're ten men at the moment, but don't worry, it'll be alright.
Okay, I'm going to let you get back to your training. Have you got anything else you'd like to add?
Nah, to be honest, not really. If I've been involved with a few little things, so if anyone wants to check out Burgers, Wings and Ribs, get down there and get some food, do you know what I mean? That's the little thing we've got.
Oh, I still need to do that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you get down there, bro, it's nice, do you know what I mean? Thank you for all the support I'm getting. From Sunderland, the North East, I've got mad support up there, but all around the country as well. I've got some good lads behind us. But Sunderland's SR's got me back, so I love it. It's big.
We look forward to it, and we look forward to hearing your fight officially confirmed, which is hopefully ain't too long, because we're creeping into December and it's going to be less than 8 weeks away next week. So
exactly. Let's get it announced. Let's get people interested. Let's get it on. Let's get Neil Marsh back with the condoms and that. Do you know what I mean? We're ready, bro. We're ready. Let's go. I love it, mate. Let's go. Ah!
Josh Kelly, thank you very much for talking to IFL TV. I'm going to let you crack on, and we'll definitely catch up with you again soon, mate.
Yes, 100% cool. And thank you, brother. Cheers, mate.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.